Hello and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup for Wednesday the 31st of July. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. A new bill would ban autoplay videos and endless scrolling. Snapchat launches major new ad campaign around the theme of connecting friends. Facebook is funding brain experiments to create a device that reads your mind. And Mark Cuban says Facebook's Libra is dangerous. A new bill would ban autoplay videos and endless scrolling, The Verge. Snapstreaks, YouTube autoplay and endless scrolling are all coming under fire from a new bill, which is sponsored by Senator Josh Hawley, targeting the tech industry's addictive design. Hawley's Social Media Addiction Reduction Technology Act, or the SMART Act, would ban these features that work to keep users on the platforms for longer, along with others like Snapstreaks that incentivize the continued use of these products. If approved, the Federal Trade Commission and Health and Human Services could create similar rules that would expire after 3 years unless Congress codified them into law. Snapchat launches major new ad campaign around the theme of connecting friends, social media today. While Facebook has focused on global domination and connecting as many people as possible through its family of apps, Snapchat has always maintained its focus on close relationships, which has long been a differentiating factor, its anti-Facebook approach, as many have called it. Snapchat was never designed for public broadcast, for sharing every moment with everyone. Instead, Snap was made to help people stay in touch with their closest connections in a more intimate and less permanent way. That, in many ways, likely limits Snapchat's broader growth capacity, but as overall social media trends have shifted away from public sharing, with private groups and messaging now on the rise, Snap has also benefited in many ways from being ahead of the trend. Facebook is funding brain experiments to create a device that reads your mind. Technology Review. In 2017, Facebook announced that it wanted to create a headband that would let people type at a speed of 100 words per minute just by thinking. Now, a little over 2 years later, the social media giant is revealing that it has been financing extensive university research on human volunteers. Today, some of that research was described in a scientific paper from the University of California, San Francisco, where researchers have been developing speech decoders able to determine what people are trying to say by analysing their brain signals. Mark Cuban says Facebook's Libra is dangerous, The Verge. Billionaire businessman Mark Cuban called Facebook's launch of Libra and its foray into cryptocurrency a big mistake in a recent interview with CNBC. This week, he joined Verge editor-in-chief Nilay Patel to further discuss his views on Libra and why he regards the new venture as dangerous. Mark Cuban said, "I'm not against cryptocurrency at all. I'm not against the distributed nature of cryptocurrency. But the problem I have with Facebook is that Facebook is in a unique position with over 2.2 billion worldwide users." Don't forget, if you want more information on these stories, head over to socialday.live. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.